Welcome, oh welcome, to Praise of Songs with 95BFM Program Director Sarah Thompson.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, good. Having a nice morning.
A lot of really impassioned goods coming out of this room today. I'm pleased to hear it.
Yeah, everybody's having a nice time. I feel like we're being such punishers about telling people to go and vote, but it's for a good, you know, cause. Just go and do the thing, everybody. It's important. Also important is lovely local music. What have you brought us today?
I've brought you three tracks, as is the format. We're going to start off with the local one. This is the third single from King Sweeties. King Sweeties is the new project of Beck Dunga and Cass Basil. Cass Basil plays in a bunch of bands, but you probably know her best from being in Tiny Ruins live band. Beck, in this outfit, plays drums, sings, and engineers and producers, and Cass is a fantastic bass player and also does vocal duties as well. I love Cass's bass lines. Of the three singles they've put out this far, the second one, Lydia, had a real
funky bass.
A great bass line, and this track slaps just as hard, but it has Beck smacking the shit out of some drums as well. So it ticks all the boxes for me. It's my favourite so far. It's from their forthcoming EP, We Are The Bosses, which, if this track is anything to go by, stands to be outstanding. This track is called Tonight We Could Go Out Dancing, brackets, as if it's the last. Believe it or not, it was written pre-pandemic, but obviously taken on a very
different meaning.
Yeah, a definite pandemic vibe. Definitely when lockdown lifted in Auckland, at the very least, everybody runs to either Space Dance or Whammy and dances as if it was the last night.
Which is a good thing to do, I feel.
And if you like the sound of this, they are playing their first ever live show with a possum, which is amazing, this coming Tuesday at Hopetown Alpha. You can get tickets for that from livenation.co.nz, but let's listen to the song.
Sweeties, Tonight We Could Go Out Dancing As If It's The Last. I think I agree with you. I think that's my favourite of the three singles so far.
I mean, they're
far.
All good.
They're all good.
I don't want to
choosing between children, you know?
But I'm very happy that one is on the playlist right now.
Yes.
Put it that way.
It's awesome.
If you want to go out dancing as if it's the last, you can do it this Tuesday and go and see King Sweeties in their first ever live show with a possum. Massive dance potential there at Hopetown Alpha. Tickets from livenation.co.nz, or if you just want to throw them some coin, you can buy that single and the previous two singles from kingsweeties.bandcamp.com.
Nice. What else have you brought us?
So more women smashing their instruments around. Yeah. This is from Barcelona post-punk trio Mourn. They used to be a quartet. Their drummer just left. They were originally just a duo. They were two young women that met in 1996, small town Catalonia, who discovered that they both loved PJ Harvey, Patti Smith, Sebado, and Slater Kinney.
Very cool.
And then they started uploading kind of raw punk songs to their very own YouTube channel. 20-something years later, Mourn is a three-piece. And this is the band's fourth single from their forthcoming album on Captured Tracks. The album's called Self Worth. This is quite a lot of noise, but it's far more well-placed than their early YouTube efforts. This is a song about ending an abusive relationship. A lot of their songs are quite cathartic and tackle pretty serious subjects, so let's have a listen to this one. This is called Stay There.
With Stay There. That is righteous.
Very righteous. No strangers to using the cathartic ability of punk and post-punk to get all the negative and bitter feelings out of them. They maintain that song is about ending an abusive relationship, saying there's always sequels, but right now we're keeping the distance. We're telling them to stay there where they are. Don't bother us anymore. That album is out at the end of October on Captured Tracks, and you can pre-order it and enjoy the so far released four singles on mournct.bandcamp.com.
Excellent. And what's the last track you've brought us this morning, Sarah?
The last track is from English singer-songwriter and record label head Jane Weaver. She's been around for a wee bit, making very interesting folktronica. I think fans of Kate Le Bon will definitely know this woman.
Did you just look me directly in the eyes then? Like,
no, I don't
fans
mean,
of Kate Le Bon.
I'm looking around Studio One. You're one of the things in Studio One. Jane Weaver performed on stage with Kate Le Bon and some amazing folk musicians during Jarvis Cocker's Meltdown Festival. People like Bonnie Dobson and Susan Christie, who I think the thing she's most known for is a song called I Love Onions. So just wonderful women making wonderful, weird stuff. This is the first single from Jane Weaver's forthcoming brand new album Flock, which is due out on New Year's Day next year. Jane calls it pop music for post-new normal times. And she talks a lot about her media diet at the moment, which includes Lebanese torch songs, 1980s Russian aerobics records, Australian punk. And she maintains that this first single is influenced by both Parliament and Prince, but in her very own folktronica, twee English way. It'll be followed up by a UK tour in June. It's lovely. Let's have a listen to it. It's called The Revolution of Supervisions.
Do you look at yourself and find nothing? Do you look at yourself and find nothing?
I enjoyed that a lot. Jane Weaver.
Yes, the first single from her forthcoming album, Flock, which is due out New Year's Day on Fire Records.
Fire. Thank you very much, Sarah. Jane Weaver, Morning King Sweeties this morning. All brand new hot potatoes on the BFM playlist.
Hot potato.
Go in peace. Praise of Songs with 95 BFM program director Sarah Thompson.
Got hot potatoes.